crackle, crackle. Pop, pop. Our records never die.
Not this record!
Singles, albums,
LP records,
photographs.
Go records on the wall.
Keep those records playing.
Yeah, it's the jumping little record I want my jockey to play.
I am a DJ, I am on a play.
Time to play B-sides.
By the record machine.
You got two turntables and a microphone.
Here
goes the last DJ.
In that dusty old pile of vinyl records I got sitting on my floor.
Today on The Vinyl Experience, he provided the backbeat on hit records from Engelbert Humperdinck to Tyrannosaurus Rex. He was almost the drummer for Led Zeppelin. Today, we'll remember drummer Clem Cattini through 50 years of chart-topping hits. A solid hour of music where you'll say from one record to another, he drummed on that? I'm Paul Cavalcante, and this is The Vinyl Experience. Fine drum work of Clemente Anselmo Arturo Clem Cattini is in the spotlight on today's Vinyl Experience. Telestar by the Tornadoes may very well have been the true beginning of the British invasion. Cattini would become a session drummer in demand by the time this rock and roll classic was cut in 1964, and here the controversy begins. Was Cattini really the session drummer when Kink's regular Mick Avery was relegated to the tambourine? Or was it session man Bobby Graham? Can you tell?
Got me so I can't sleep at night.
don't ever set me free. I always wanna be by your side. Girl, you really got me now. You got me so I can't sleep at night.
Drumming of Clem Cattini, featured on the Vinyl Experience on Dusty Springfield's You Don't Have to Say You Love Me, and maybe on the Kinks' You Really Got Me, and definitely on this track by British pop singer Chris Farlow. Interestingly, this backing track would also be used on the subsequently released Rolling Stones version of the song Out of Time, which was originally recorded as a demo for Farlow by composer Mick Jagger, and Andrew Luke Oldham would see fit to put that demo out on the record Metamorphosis many years later, and that's where the story gets confusing, but it's a fun record anyway. Here it is.
You don't know what's going on. You've been away for far too long. Can't come back, think you are still mine. You're out of touch, my baby, my poor fashion baby. I said, baby, 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 you're out of style. Well, baby, 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 you're out of style. I said, baby, 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 you're out of style.
giving up your social world. You can't come back, be the first in line. Oh yeah.
You're obsolete, my baby. My poor, my favorite baby. I said baby, 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 you're out of time. Well, baby, 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 you're out of time. I said baby, 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 you're out of time. Yes, you are. Yes, you are.
A who's who of 60s pop. Some of these records not as big on our side of the pond in the mid-60s, but Georgie Fame hit number one with The Ballad of Bonnie and Clyde, The Walker Brothers, The Sun Ain't Gonna Shine Anymore, And then there were these crooning fellows with their bell bottoms and their pork chop sideburns. They weren't rock stars, but they were stars.
The old hometown looks the same.
Tom Jones.
Down the road I look, and there runs Mary. Hair of gold and lips like cherries. It's good to touch the green, green grass of home.
And Engelbert Humperdinck. Then there's the matter of Donovan's The Hurdy-Gurdy Man, almost a Led Zeppelin record, because you got John Paul Jones and Jimmy Page. You didn't have John Bonham. You had Clem Cattini, who was being considered at the time as a potential drummer for the potential Led Zeppelin, which had yet to form, but was polishing its chops on records like this.
A star in my vast sleep, I opened my eyes to take a peek, to find that I was by the sea, gazing with tranquility. Just then, when the hurdy-gurdy man came singing songs of love, then when the hurdy-gurdy man came singing songs of love. Histories of ages past, unenlightened shadows cast down through all eternity, the crying of humanity. 'Tis then when the hurdy-gurdy man comes singing songs of love. Then when the hurdy-gurdy man comes singing songs of love.
Together sooner or later, because the rain.
Clem Cattini drums on a stellar session career that included classic rockers Thunderclap Newman's Something in the Air and Donovan's The Hurdy-Gurdy Man, and some so-called bubblegum hits that topped the charts in the year of 1970, Edison Lighthouse.
She ain't got no money, clothes are kind of funny, her hair is kind of wild and free. Oh, for a love rose, where my rose, there it goes, and nobody knows like me. She talks kind of lazy, and people say she's crazy, and her life's a mystery.
Clem Cattini's drumming chops may not have gotten a workout on the new Seekers, I'd Like to Teach the World to Sing, but he did get to the top of the charts with that one-time Coca-Cola theme. But then, there was a little bit of drumming for old T-Rex and some songs that are burned into our rock consciousness. Clem Cattini's the drummer and an unsung hero on records like Bang A Gong by T-Rex and the chart-topping When Will I See You Again by the 3 Degrees.
Promise me, green grass, not to tell what you heard. Whispering grass, say, you can't keep you a word. Keep you a word, sing lofty.
Why do you whisper, green grass? Why tell the trees what ain't so? Whispering grass, the trees don't have to know. No, no. Why tell them all your secrets? Who kissed there long ago? Whispering grass, the trees don't need to know. Don't you tell me to the bees, or she will tell the birds and bees, and everyone will know, because you told the blabbering trees. Yes, you told them once before. It's no secret anymore. Why tell them all? The trees don't need to know.
Don't you tell it to the breeze, 'cause she will tell the birds and bees, And everyone will know, because you told the blubbering trees, oh yes, you told them once before, and it is no secret anymore. I will not have gossip in this jungle.
Why tell them all the old things? They're buried under the snow. Whispering grass, don't tell the trees, 'cause the trees don't need to know.
The popular standard Whispering Grass enjoyed a revival in the early 70s thanks to Sandy Denny and a slightly campier take by Windsor Davies and Donna Stell on the vinyl experience. Clem Cattini is the drummer, but the band is the Bay City Rollers.
It's a teenage dream to be 17 and to find your own. Believe in what they say.
Perfume letters didn't say
Hot Licks for Hot Chocolate by drummer Clem Cattini. And one last encore on a recent release by Paul Weller. That's The Vinyl Experience, an encore by drummer Clem Cattini after a 50-year career on Paul Weller's recent release, No Tears to Cry.
We won't shed any for the man who had such a rich life as an unsung hero of some of the definitive records of the vinyl experience. Find past episodes in the archives at rtds.ca and prn.fm. Follow me on Facebook and Twitter. I'm Paul Cavalcante.